This is Fresh Air. One of this year's most anticipated novels has just arrived. The Emperor of Gladness is Ocean Vuong's second novel. It follows his celebrated 2019 debut, On Earth, We're Briefly Gorgeous. Our book critic Maureen Corrigan says, Vuong's admirers, of which she's one, will not be disappointed.
Ocean Vuong's 2019 debut novel, On Earth, We're Briefly Gorgeous, was one of those novels that made me silently pledge, I'll follow you anywhere, whatever you write. And so I have, into Vuong's 2022 poetry collection, Time is a Mother, and now his second novel. The Emperor of Gladness, like its predecessor, explores what Vuong has called in a recent interview the loneliness of class movement. Sprawling where its predecessor was compact, The Emperor of Gladness opens on a view, sweeping in time and space, of East Gladness, Connecticut, a town that manufacturing left behind. Our tour guides are the spirits of the place, who speak to us in a collective voice. Follow the train tracks, the ghosts advise, till they fork off and sink into a path of trampled weeds, leading to a junkyard packed with school buses in various stages of amnesia. Furred with ivy, their dented hoods pooled with crisp leaves, they are relics of our mislearning. If the novel's opening calls to mind Thornton Wilder glazed with Springsteen, what happens next reads like Vuong's nod to Frank Capra and his classic 1946 film, It's a Wonderful Life. Our main character, a 19-year-old depressed Vietnamese-American boy named Hai, stands on the town bridge. Hai has lied to his immigrant mother. She knows he's dropped out of college, but in an effort to make her feel better, Hai claims he's been accepted to med school, which she naively believes. Her joy fills him with self-loathing. As Hai is about to jump into the river below, he's stopped, not by Clarence the Angel, but by an elderly woman whose house abuts the river. Grazina arrived in East Gladness as a Lithuanian refugee after World War II. She's now a widow suffering from dementia and stranded in what was once a thriving blue-collar neighborhood. Because she has an empty house and Hai can't return to his mother, the two settle in together, with Hai becoming Grazina's caregiver. This is one vision of a found family that Vuong presents in The Emperor of Gladness, and its miraculous lack of sentimentality surely owes something to the fact that he lived a similar story himself. In fact, Vuong dedicates this novel to his Grazina. Vuong's gifts of writerly restraint also keep things real here. About midway through the novel, Grazina asks Hai, who's giving her a bath, if he'll undress for once, so she doesn't feel like I'm some patient. Hai steps out of his boxers, and Grazina looks at him, the relationship silently equalized. But it's another type of found family that this novel even more deeply explores. That is, the often fleeting but intense one that sometimes emerges through work. Hai finds a job at a local fast casual restaurant called Home Market, although he quickly catches on that, at Home Market, made by hand meant heating up the contents of a bag of mushy food cooked nearly a year ago in a laboratory outside Des Moines and vacuum-sealed in industrial resin sacks. There are pages of wry and often compassionate catalogs here describing the routines of Hai and his fellow workers, as well as the drugs they take to get through the pain and exhaustion of those routines. Every day, this crew spends more of their waking hours with each other than they do with anyone else. One result is that they can sniff each other's presence. Before long, Hai began to know which employee was behind him by their scent alone. the Johnson & Johnson baby lotion Wayne rubbed over grease burns on his arms, the traces of whiskey coming through the Wrigley's Maureen chewed, the bootleg Tom Ford BJ wore, cut with the strawberry starbursts Russia was always sucking on. The Emperor of Gladness is a truly great novel about work, still an under-acknowledged topic in American fiction. Hard work is supposed to get you somewhere. That's part of the promise of America. But the payoff feels much less certain to these characters. A winning lottery ticket, an inheritance, maybe even a union would have to come along to propel these characters to a place of greater humane possibility. Vuong's achingly austere artistic vision leaves it to his readers to imagine the better world he won't let himself depict on the pages of this wonderful novel.
Maureen Carrigan is a professor of literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Emperor of Gladness by Ocean Vuong. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, I'll talk with CNN host Jake Tapper about his new book, Original Sin, President Biden's Decline, Its Cover-Up, and His Disastrous Choice to Run Again. Tapper says the book goes to universal questions about groupthink, courage, cowardice, and patriotism. He adds, this doesn't excuse or normalize President Trump's actions. I hope you'll join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our managing producer is Sam Brigger. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Chaloner, Susan Yukundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Our new consulting video producer is Hope Wilson. Welcome, Hope. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross.